And I start laughing. And I'm laughing. And I get happy and full of joy. And that's when I said, He's real. He is a real God. And that was my turning point. That's when I said, Lord, I follow you. For the peace and the joy, I follow you anywheres.
God has a plan. He has a future for you. You are loved no matter what you have done. Stay tuned to the Believer's Voice of Victory, and Kenneth Copeland will share today how to live a life worth living.
Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And you remember the word says in Romans, the 5th chapter, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You remember that?
Yes.
Do you receive it?
Yes.
All right, remember that. Hold on to that now. Verse 16, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, verse 7, remember, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God. Amen. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. Remember chapter 3, beloved, behold what manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we might be called the children of God, the family of God, the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Now! Not after you die and go to heaven. Now are you the sons of God. Now are you like him. Now are you filled with his spirit. Now you have his name. In the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, it said, we and the whole family in heaven and earth have been named after the Father. Glory. Yes, amen. Family name. So what's going on here? What is the answer to that? Jesus is the answer to that. He's the one that so loved you. And when you find out how much he loves you and how much he cares for you, and you begin to major on that, and you begin to look in the scriptures on that, and you begin to say, God loves me. Look at that. Look at that. I'm called beloved. What manner of love the Father has bestowed on me. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. You're my satisfaction. Now turn with me. Who are you? Some of you got it. You are the beloved. Amen. Say, God loved me.
God loves me.
He loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Now some of you kind of choked on that one. 17th chapter of John, Jesus was praying and he said, Father, Now he said, I pray not for these only, but, and that was at the final supper just before the cross. He said, I pray not for just these only, but for everyone that shall come to me through their word. That's all of us, either directly or indirectly, from those that were around that table that night. And he said, I pray that you show the world through them that you love them as much as you do me. What a word. Let this mind be in you, that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Now you don't have to walk around the room every day for a while. Because your old head don't want to listen to that. But oh, your heart does. Yeah, amen. It's when you start talking it out loud around people that religious correctness kicks in. They liable to hit you with a songbook, brother. You go around and say, you know, Jesus loved me just, the Father loves me just as much as he does Jesus. What? Who do you think you are? God's child. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. You understand what I'm saying? But you practice his presence and you walk in it and you think about it and you talk about it all the time. That's what renews your mind. And you look at these scriptures and you believe them. You believe the love. You've known the love. Now you believe the love that God has to it. You believe it and you believe it. Oh, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. It is in there. And he loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Amen. He takes care of me. He watches over me. He has a plan for my life. And I'm working toward that plan. I'm walking toward that plan. I'm praying toward that plan. He told Abraham he would show him where the city was, and he'll show me the plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you walk in it and you develop it. Hallelujah. Now, with that in your mind, look in 1 Peter. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, John. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so blessed, I can hardly say it with my mouth. My words and my mind are not adequate to express what's in my heart right now, and I thank you, Lord, for helping me. That's what I said in tongues. Praise God. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now straighten up. Oh. 1 Peter chapter 5. Oh, glory. The fifth verse. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one to another and be clothed with humility. Oh, yes, Brother Copeland, don't start that false humility. That's not being humble before God. That has nothing to do with that. For God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. So now, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care over on him. Why? Because he cares for you. He loves you. He don't want you burdened down with a bunch of care. Jesus said, you come to me, I'll give you peace. Learn this of me. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. And most people, you say, what is it like serving Jesus? Oh, it's hard, brother. Well, yeah, it is. All that religion. Carrying all that care. Well, God, if you could just help me just with about half of this, I believe I can do the rest of it. That is pure pride. According to that. He does not want you burdened down with care. Hold your place. Put your marker or something there, like that. And turn over the... Oh, God. So, the book of Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By the blessing of the love of God and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and head of the church, I speak the word and the blessing of God and the healing mercy of God, and I command every cancer in this room to die. Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 14, the sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word are sown. Now, you know these words are red. You see that? Red words win. Now, I don't care what anybody else said. This is right. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, see, they heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in the heart. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves. What root? Ephesians 3 says rooted and grounded in love. That's what casts out fear. All of these things, all of these failures here are fear-based and fear-dependent. Now notice it. So endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. The persecution and affliction did not arise to teach you something. Persecution and affliction is not the teacher of the church. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of the church by the word of God. That's why the word was sown in the first place. But persecution arises for the word's sake. Yes. Yeah. What? To get persecution on your mind and get the word off. Yeah. To steal it. Amen. Amen. Now notice this. These are they that are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares... Thorns, cares, thorns, cares, cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Not riches, the deceitfulness of it. Believing money is for something that it is not. It is not your security. Jesus is your security. It is not your supply. Jesus is your supply. He is your economy. Glory to God. So what is money for? Money is worthless till it's turned into goods and services. Money is used for giving. Money is used for the blessing power of God. Amen. Money is the lowest form of power there is. It is a form of power, but it is the very lowest. Prayer is the highest form of power because it releases the blessing, which is the highest form of authority ever released on the human family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lust or pressures of other things entering in choke the word. Cares, worries. The word translated care means an over engrossing mental affair. Worry, anxiety, all fear based and fear dependent. But when you begin to meditate on that God loves me, God cares for me. It said right there in His Word. He cares for me. He don't want me burdened down with all that care. It don't make any difference to Him how much bread costs. Amen. Hallelujah. He cares for me. I'm not supposed to be under all this care. That care ever enters in, it'll choke the Word of God. And so Satan then can steal the Word from you. If he can steal the Word from you, then you're stuck out there without the operation of your covenant, without the operation of your faith. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So now these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the Word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now that was God's plan, was a 100-fold return on His Word. That is His plan all the time. Say, Brother Copeland, I ain't got but 10-fold. Glory to God, stay with it. It'll grow. It'll become 30, and then 60, and then 100. Amen. You're learning, you're growing. But you have to remember, you can't carry care and faith at the same time. So how do you get rid of the care? All right, let's go back over there to 1 John. Hold your place there in 1 Peter, because we're coming back to that. Glory be, oh, glory to God. Ooh. There it is again. So, oh, glory be to God. You don't know what that is? Some of you looking at me like, what you mean? It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I'm seeing things in the spirit. And I'm seeing things to come, and the things in the Akibama. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us, 1 John 4:16. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. And herein is our love perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. You to believe that. What manner of love he's bestowed upon us. As he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfected, developing love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And now, go back over there to 1 Peter. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Chapter 5 again. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. No, God don't mind you being exalted. He don't want you exalting you. You'll make a mess out of it. You'll turn it into covetousness and it'll destroy you. But if you'll cast the care of life over on him, don't carry the care. He cares for you. He loves you. God loves you. You are his beloved. He loves you. And as he is, so are you in this world.
I was very angry. I was a very angry person. Even as a little girl, I never laughed very much. I really was a very serious child. I just felt like I had to take over the world. I had goals. I'm going to become a career woman. I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to have businesses. I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm going to go into politics. And I went to college, and I figured I would study. I said I would either study to be a doctor or a lawyer, because after I went to school for that many years, I would never stay at home with my children. I would never throw away my education like that. And I knew I didn't want to have kids because I never liked children. I was pro-homosexuality, pro-feminism, anti-God.
While at school, Haiti started attending business meetings with her brother and his friend Chris, her future husband. Traveling with Chris to one of these meetings, the Holy Spirit started softening Haiti's calloused heart as she opened up to Chris. But that door seemed to close when tragedy came.
My first year of law school, I flew down for Thanksgiving. And my sister had just gotten married. And she actually went to see her husband who was in Virginia. And on the drive back, she died. She got in a car accident. And when that happened, I resigned from law school for that year because I said, don't save my spot. And then I started taking care of my mom because my mom went through a deep, deep depression. So I would get up in the mornings, get her dressed, make sure she ate. Basically, I had to make sure that, you know, I took care of her and I would lay her down at night. At that time, I would go out with Chris to a coffee house to gripe and vent because I was angry with God.
On the verge of a breakdown, stressed and depressed, Haiti realized God was the better alternative to her broken life. She reached out again to Chris.
And I told Chris, let's go to church. Well, they started praying for me, and I don't think they prayed for me for a minute. I fought back, boom, and I started laughing. And I'm laughing, and I get happy and full of joy. And that's when I said, He's real. He is a real God. And that was my turning point. That's when I said, Lord, I follow you. For the peace and the joy, I follow you anywheres. I was listening to Christian programs on the radio. Like, I'll wake up early in the morning, and I'll listen to them all day long. Well, a year of listening to parenting programs, like, three times a day, every day, at the end of that year, I'm like, motherhood, oh, it's the highest calling a woman can have. So I knew I wanted to be a mom. I think about the way I would have done it, even as a Christian woman, I would have had two children, I would have worked, I would have probably had a nanny, but it would have been so shallow in its distance compared to what I have now. Yes, I have nine children, and it's work to have nine, I mean, it is, but it's such a blessing.
Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher invite you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in New Jersey, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Good friends. Just thinking about them brings a smile to your face and great memories to your mind as you think how they've touched your life. They've been there for you when you've needed them and loved you through good times and hard times. Best friends forever. What if I told you Jesus is that kind of friend? If you don't know him or you'd like to go a little deeper in your relationship, now's the time. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Resurrection Truth, and his mini book, The Plan That Never Fails, will introduce you to a friendship that will last forever. Everything Jesus has done has been because he loves you and accepts you for who you are. Put an end to feelings of fear, loneliness, and rejection. Discover a love that will change everything in life for you, give you a fresh start, and get you on track to live life to the fullest. Friendship with Jesus changes it all. Start right now and get to know him as your friend.
Order The Resurrection Truth today for $10 at kcm.org. In this two CD series, Kenneth Copeland shares how the power of Jesus' resurrection affects you personally. You'll also receive the mini book, The Plan That Never Fails by Kenneth Copeland, free with your order. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
God loves you. I was reading, I mean, it's right there in our little house, and I'm reading and said, Jesus said, Father, show them you love them as much as you do me, 17th chapter of John. I mean, I went weak-kneed. I said, Dad, how could that possibly be? How could he love me as much as he does Jesus? Jesus is sin-free, perfect, never committed a sin, and I'm just rotten to the core. I haven't been saved very long at that time and didn't know nothing about the Word. But I didn't realize that God was looking at me through the blood of Jesus, and He sees you and He sees me. And the Word says, as He is, so are we in this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And He loves Kenneth, and He loves Glory, and He loves you. And I started walking around the room that day, God loves Kenneth as much as He does Jesus. And I said it kind of nervously, but I tell you, I've been saying it for 44 years since that day. Glory to God. God loves Kenneth. God loves Glory. He so loved the world, and we were part of that world, and He loved us, and He still loved us. He loved us first, and that's the reason I love Him. So His grace and His mercy is so rich and wonderful. I've never had Him say, I ain't talking to you today, Kenneth, you sorry, no good thing. Well, I did a lot of sorry, no good things. But Jesus took all of that and nailed it on His cross and took it out of my way. That's Colossians chapter 2. Now look, you got to get a hold of this. The resurrection truth. Resurrection day is our day. This is the day that changed the course of history. This is the day that left its mark on eternity. This is the day of all days. Glory to God.
God bless you.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
For our radio and television audience all over the world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, July the 4th through the 9th, you've got to get that Fort Worth, Texas. I'll tell you, it's the convention of all conventions. We'll see you then. And this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.
The heavens shine. No one's worthy of such mercy. When He was on the cross, He had me on His mind. When He